Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts, or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Alex Rose, Rosalind, John Lozano, Rowan McBean, Mildred, Amelia Stevenson, Mike Weiss, Finn Garza, Tommy Parker, Cornflake of Doom. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Welcome to episode 125 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newell, and with me today I have...
Ben Meredith.
Bryn Monroe.
I don't even know anymore! There's so much backstory with Sasha Rackett.
It's true.
No, you're Lydia Nicholas.
Oh, yeah!
It all went wrong.
Uh-oh, there's some serious bleed going on.
Oh, man.
Oh, I'm Helen Gould, by the way.
It's Einstein's God effects. He's just bleeding all of them out into one another.
Folks, I am out of it.
Who are you playing, Ben?
Grizzledrick Ag Amsterdam.
Hamid Salahun Al Taham.
Lydia Nicholas.
You're born and the rest is drag. I am a persona.
A fiction. A creation.
Also, Azu is here.
So, you are...
Please tell me.
You are in just the worst situation currently. You're all
today
in Rome.
Seems fine.
Yeah.
You're all in Rome.
Mm-hmm. Bossed it.
Bossed Rome, apparently, with no complications. You are nominally... let's be honest, you are not investigating the simulacrum. You are rescuing friends and family at this stage.
Yes.
But only because I did all the investigating bits we had to do for now.
You are all currently being planar shifted, presumably. Hamid, it's planar shifted.
Cool.
To the destination plane of the horrific thing at the centre of Rome, where... apparently your
Hades
friends
Town.
And family are.
Uh-huh. Mm.
So with that in mind, I'm going to start off the way that all good episodes start.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a fort save from everyone?
Okay.
Why are you like this?
Do I get any bonuses for knowing what's going on?
No, but you will.
Ooh.
There are other bonuses that will come into play for you, Grizzop, having done this before. That's they are just cool. Not at this stage.
20.
So... 20 for Grizzop.
28 for Azu.
28 for Azu.
Natural
paladins.
20 for Hammett.
Going perfect.
To like a 22,
and
19, 25.
Oh, sorry. And 19 for Sasha.
19. Good job, team. Good
Yay.
Job. You have made it to
Hammett
the...
Hammett opens his eyes.
You've begun to make it to the encounter. Okay. So, Grizzop, the wonderfully familiar and awful experience takes place. Anyone have their eyes open?
Yes.
No.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fine. First thing that
interested
happens...
Interested in the phenomenon.
So the first thing that happens for everyone with your eyes closed. I'm not going to run through all of that description again. I was very explicit last time. But yeah, you feel everything start to go a bit weird. Specifically, not only the things around you that you can hear strange sounds from, but you feel your own form starting to distort. It is not like people applying force to you. You just suddenly become very aware that your hands and your feet are much further from your body or at least they feel it, than they normally are. But you seem to be able to move your arms okay, you know, that's fine. But, yeah, there's a distinct sense that the normal dimensions of your body are not now in effect.
So it's a migraine aura plus sensory overload.
But there is no pain. There is no pain at this stage. Hamid, you have the wonderful additional effect of... Fort safe, please.
I rolled a natural 20.
Uh-huh. A fort save, please.
Oh, no. Hubris.
Get a yes. one, get a one, get a one. Oh.
23.
Okay. Yeah, two things. One, you definitely should have closed your eyes. That's on you, you know. Number two, though, you're probably going to survive what's happening. So, first thing that happens, you know that distance between your body parts and so on? Well, firstly, that applies to your eyes. Your field of view goes wrong.
You're a snail now.
It goes completely wrong.
So cool.
Other things that you start to realise. There's something approaching you. It's the back of your own head in the distance rocketing towards you. There's the horrific moment where you see through the back of your own head and find yourself now staring through your own eyes, sort of twice over, and it all gets a bit kaleidoscopic. It immediately induces a powerful nausea that you managed to fight down. Fun fact on the mechanics side, if you'd have failed that check, you'd have started to let go of your friends. And then it all goes wrong.
But your friends wouldn't have let go of you.
But always in our hearts.
You all make it.
And always stuck in a temporarily frozen semi-space between planes.
Everyone, please give me another fort save.
Oh, 20 again.
Oh, no! This is in front of Eldarion. She rolled a 2.
Ooh, 18.
Mm-hmm.
I've got 5 total.
Whoa! 12.
Hamid, give me a reflex save.
From Sasha's vomit.
27.
Okay. Sasha, give me a reflex save.
Natural 1.
No!
Ooh. Who are you holding hands with?
Azu and...
No,
oh,
it's us two.
Yeah, Grizzop and Hamid.
Grizzop, can you give me a reflex save, please?
Yeah, we're fine. It's a 26.
26. You say it was a fine.
Oh.
You came as close as you could while it's still technically being fine. On the return journey, it's a lot rougher. You know that hole you spread out over a big...
Return?
Yes.
We moved to an extra plane of space, and now we're moving from the extra plane of space to the new plane.
So, that feeling of yourself stretched over a large distance... kind of goes the other way. And there's a horrific moment where you suddenly, the best way to describe it is you feel like you're all at a point. It does not go well for Sasha. Sasha manages to completely lose grip of both Grizzop and Hamid. At the last second, as you can feel yourself pulled, and I mean physically, like pulled like a cannon from a gun away, both Grizzop and Hamid manage to re-catch you. It's not that they sort of held on.
Oh.
They have just caught you at the last second, panicking and grasping.
Yeah.
All I can say is that you were inches away from a universe of knives, but in a bad way.
Shouldn't use that metaphor, then. That's going to be really difficult for Sasha to process.
Yeah. The universe of pillows?
You all find yourself dropped onto what feels like dirt and stone underneath your feet. Because of the nature of the situation, I immediately want everyone into initiative.
Ooh.
Because I'm assuming you aren't just going to be like, cool, I'm going to have a wander.
Once we land and, you know, people let go of each other's hands, I'll keep grabbing hold of your hand, put my other hand on, like, your upper arm, just look at you in the eyes and nod, and then get on, you know, and sort of like, we got this, kind of way. Oh, and then roll really badly on initiative.
I got a 15.
I got a 13.
Okay, comparatively did not roll too badly. Yeah. 13.
I got 10.
Oh.
Azu's first.
That's about as low as I can roll.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never been first before.
I'm <I've never laughs>
Yeah.
I mean, none of you know how Eldarion rolled.
Oh.
Oh, no, but...
Well, our us. We're the ones who matter.
Yeah.
Eldarion got 14. So I will probably... Yeah, you know, I should describe the new universe that you're in.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm generous.
Do you want a perception check? Or is it just fog of war?
You know what? Sure, give me a perception check.
What?
I wasn't going to do it, but you know what? Now I am.
Oh, no.
Lydia.
I've got my face in a puddle.
Oh, no.
What did Grizzop get?
11.
Okay, Hamid?
18.
Yep.
18.
Yep.
28.
Cool. So it's a fog of war situation.
What's that?
Underfoot, there is the feeling of grit and sort of sand, but not in a dune-y sense, more in a sort of like, You know, like that sort of baked dirt thing.
Yeah.
So it's that underneath. And baked dirt is the right feel insofar as, you know, it has cracks running through it. It appears to be, like, no real features.
It's more like Californian desert than Saharan desert.
Yeah, very much not like dunes. I'm trying to steer you as far away from that image as I can. In terms of the actual surrounds of you, so far, you haven't been able to sort of see anyone. I realise you've literally just landed. But it feels the best description is that you are surrounded by smoke in terms of the visibility. I don't mean like you can't see your hand in front of your face, but about 10 feet away, it's all just this swirling dark clouds. You are not having issues breathing. You are not having issues in terms of like, oh, it's coughing, it's horrible, it's acrid. It also has no smell to speak of any kind. So it's not like, oh, sulfur and fire. Like, it appears to have nothing at all going on.
That's just as weird.
In terms of sound, despite the fact that you have the sense that you're in this big open space, given the big, wide, flat ground, there is no sound of wind whatsoever. There is, however, the sounds of very distant, very enormous movement. I don't mean footsteps as well. I don't mean boom, boom, boom. But, you know, that sort of rumble could be shifting earth, could be something huge. Like, you don't know, but it's more of a kind of...
The Rubik's Cube of the plane we're on.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it better not be in, like, a puzzle
honestly,
cube.
Honestly, yeah, that's the best description. It is a rumble that sort of gradually comes in and out, rather than it being a stomp or anything like that.
It's just the film cube.
Also, was the highest 27, did you say? 28? Guess who hit the DC by one? There appears to be some very... very faint tracks in the dirt leading away from your location, but in both directions. But to be clear, you know that they are heading like away in one direction and headed to this direction from another. I sort of explained poorly. So like you've landed on someone's tracks. It appears to be a single person, though not multiple.
Tracks going this way, and starts running in that direction.
Knock
Maybe
an
we
arrow,
should
chase up.
Can we all see each other?
Yes, you can all see each other clearly. The colours on all of you seem especially vivid, like someone turned the saturation way up.
An oversaturated plane.
Especially given that the rest of the plane appears to have like very, very low contrast and so on. You guys are like...
We're super real,
shining
guys.
Bright in a very, very bleak place.
Azu is a vision.
I'm blinding.
Actually, you know what? It is worth describing. Azu, you're all kind of used to that, you know, the default pink glow that just associates...
the background noise of Azu's armor.
You know, you kind of phase it out, so it's understandable where you wouldn't notice it immediately. It's radiating from her skin. Just all over, she is glowing strongly pink.
You're so literally
Grizzop,
blessed.
Meanwhile, is also glowing in a way that you haven't seen Grizzop before. Bright green.
Hashtag blessed.
It is a highly visible effect. It doesn't seem to be lighting the ground around them, but they are certainly getting a weird angelic vibe wherever you are that Hamid and Sasha very much do not have.
Cool.
Paladins.
Yeah.
Palapal.
Few
mortals. So,
excuse me.
I realise I have asked you all to put you all in initiative.
Mm-hmm.
Until I get you to a specific point, that's when that initiative will trigger. I am okay being muddy with it until that point. Mm-hmm. So, presumably you are chasing those tracks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. With that in mind, you start following the track. Mm-hmm. You are only going for, like, about a minute.
Mm-hmm.
No more than that.
Before we run back into Eldarion, who hasn't moved.
Not at all. So you start running down this track, and then you see ahead of you what appears to be a stone circle in the sort of like ancient druidic Stonehenge kind of thing. Comes looming up out of the smoke as you're sort of racing towards it. Mm-hmm. It is not enormous. Mm. It is not, you know, towering
tiny.
Against the sky.
Like, tiny model.
It's a spinal tap.
Yes, exactly.
It is
we
not
trip
a,
over it.
It is not a spinal tap either, I am afraid. This henge comes sort of out of the distance as you're heading towards the track. And the other thing that you start noticing is just at the edges of your vision, you see that there appears to be a single track. This track leads through one of the henge arches.
Mm.
And there appears to be what appears to be another single track leading to one of the other henge arches and another one just at the edges. So they seem to be single tracks converging.
Okay.
As you approach the henge, a voice starts carrying across the distance.
Ooers, I will find you and I will defeat you. I have fought worse. I have no idea where I am. I have no idea where... Oh, no, it's happened again, hasn't it?
Chris, that's Ed.
Sasha, you make it to the henge first.
Mm-hmm.
You see, Ed is currently stood in the middle of this henge, kind of looking around a bit lost.
So, given Sasha's perception check, she will think the same thing that I am, which is that all the tracks are Ed's coming from lots of different directions because none of this makes sense.
Alex will not say anything.
Anyway, Ed's goes like, in.
I got you! Oh, all I'm
right,
gonna.
Ed's.
I'm go- Stabby girl, right?
Yeah.
Hello.
Good name. I'll use that in future.
It's all right. Right, I've done this before. I know what's happening. We're definitely in some kind of ancient Greece situation.
Sounds right.
What colour is he glowing?
Bright gold! Just!
Yay!
Just! Whoa. Also, worth pointing out, his glow is brighter than Azu and Grizzop's. Don't know why, but it is.
How dare you?
Interesting.
He has less personality to balance
big,
out the
big,
glow.
Big powers in energy.
Yeah, so I've done this before. What'll happen is a queen's going to turn up, right? And then no matter what happens, it's, you just got to wait and then you just come back out the other end. Honestly, I've done this before.
Ed, right?
Hello.
Yeah, no, that's completely wrong. We're in a different plane and this is where the hostages are. Can anyone else see him?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, wicked.
This is our friend Grizzop.
Oh, cool.
Have
wicked.
You seen the hostages?
Oh, yeah, I sort of saw them. Then I ended up here.
Right, where?
How long have you been here from your perspective?
Oh, you know, it's really kind of hard to tell time.
This
like,
is
like a
too
minute
much
or
too
two?
Detail,
that,
guys.
No, something like that.
Right, let's keep looking.
Yeah. Oh, right, wicked. Where
stick with us.
Okay, where are we looking?
We thought you said you'd see
yes,
them.
Right. So there's one. He points through one of the doors.
Yeah.
You see, as the smoke sort of passes through it, there's a moment where you can see literally a hostage tied, bound. It appears to be beaming, and he's sort of hunched over. And then the cloud passes and then there's nothing there again.
Right, Eldarion!
Yes, hello.
Explain this. Don't pause dramatically.
I'm not pausing dramatically, I'm trying to figure this out. Go through the door and hope. I haven't got anything better right now.
Sasha runs.
Go after her.
Okay. So you head through the door.
Mm-hmm.
There is a brief moment where it feels like... You know that feeling you had before where, like, stretch and so on? Distance goes very, very strange. And then you genuinely find yourself in an identical stone circle with beaming there on the ground, gagged and bound, apparently alone. The stone circle appears exactly identical to the one you left.
Grabs him. Beaming! Unties his gag.
I will!
As Sasha's untying, I'm going to look around and make sure there's no one watching if I can.
So I need to know now, has everyone gone through this or just Grizzop and Sasha?
All following. Like, I'm not letting the party split up if I can help it.
That's
personally.
Okay, fine. To be clear, beaming is still blindfolded. Like, you're pulling off. It's like, oh, I'll get you. Oh, you know, the things that I've seen. I'll bite your knees.
Beaming!
Sasha?
Grabs the stuff, and he's a little gnome, right? So
I've
got him and I'm hugging
him. Sasha, you're right. Oh, things have been crazy.
Oh,
I cannot believe how things have been.
We've
like,
got
so
to get
where
out.
Are we? Right, okay, well, where are
time's,
we? What's happening?
Time's weird. We're here to rescue you.
Oh, right, okay, yeah, because these things, these guys just turned up,
yeah,
right?
Back,
and
back
they,
from beaming.
Do they just
back through the same one?
Yeah.
What's
yeah,
happening?
Okay, right, go.
Beaming sits on my shoulder.
Yeah, he's fine. He's done the backpack thing before now. Yeah. Cool, so you all head through the same stone doorway?
Yeah.
No.
So you head back through the doorway that you came in, and you find yourself in a stone circle.
Is beaming still
with
on my back?
Tracks leading in on all doorways. Beaming still on your back. Everyone's still there.
Oh, thank God!
All right, next one. Let's go.
Okay.
Eldarion's like,
I'm gonna grab something, a lump of adamantine ore, out of my bag of holding and just chuck it hard on the ground.
Oh, you're so good at possess.
Absolutely, Hamid. Like, this is Eldarion. Yes. Okay, before we move on to the next one, this is quick. I need everyone to back away from me.
Yeah, I'll
okay.
do that.
Yeah, we do that.
Gladly.
Eldarion takes a moment and puts her hand on the floor. Hamid, for free, it's so easy. You recognise she's just attempting to do a basic prestidigitation to put a mark in the ground. As she does so, the ground temporarily where her hand is drops away. Have you ever seen like those diagrams of like a gravity well?
Yeah.
Where it just
oh no.
She isn't falling into it or anything. It's very, very localised on her hand. She pulls her hand back and just turns around. Don't use magic.
Okay.
Not a place to use magic.
Right, arrow. Into the ground.
That worked.
So as you're describing this, I am going to say, Sasha, you have the highest perception as just a baseline, right? You are the first to notice it. There's no point doing a check on this. As everyone's sort of talking, you're keeping an eye on the door that you came through, you notice a crack starts running along the length of it across the top. Mm-hmm. And then as everyone's talking, suddenly it just drops, the archway having broken, and then just a bunch of stone chips and so on flying up, and a bit of dust and so on.
Well, we've completed that level.
The sounds of that distant movement stop.
Oh, no.
Go!
Next one!
Right.
Ed's sort of looking around going,
follow us! Just come with us!
Do you just pick one at random, or do you pick the opposite one, or...?
The one at random.
Yeah,
the next one along,
the next one along, probably.
Yeah. Okay.
Just rotate around.
So, you run through one, there's that brief stretching out coming back together. Mm. You find yourself in a stone circle.
Mm.
Exactly like the one you left, albeit one of the doorways hasn't broken.
Okay. Is there anyone there?
No.
Okay.
Arrow. Back through.
Okay.
So just peers through each of the gateways to see if he can catch a glimpse of anyone through the smoke.
Give me a perception check.
27.
Okay. You're peering through one and it's just smoke, and you're just like, clunk, 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 clunk. And as you're sort of looking around to decide what to do next, you catch the smallest glimpse of some kind of movement on the opposite door to the one that you're looking through.
There's one through there.
Okay.
All right. Also, while Sasha's looking there, I look behind us. Can I see the arrow on the floor?
Yes.
Brilliant.
Yay.
Okay. So we've seen through the doorway, so that's good to know.
Fantastic.
Right.
Okay.
Genius.
Right. Off we go into the movie one.
Okay, so the movie one. So Shatner's there, and he's like, "Hello, what are you doing here?" And so, yeah, you head through the gateway. That stretch out happens, that compression, and you find a goblin is face down, bound, hands and feet together. They appear to be in a far worse state than Beaming was, like far, far worse.
All right.
Is it recognisable as Vasique?
Yes.
Okay.
Vasique.
I'll run over, turn him over. Like, so they're not face down. How are they doing?
They appear to have been heavily beaten up, but not actually, like, mortally wounded.
Oh,
you don't even need to do a heal check. Like,
yeah, lay on hands.
Okay.
No!
Ooh, yeah, but...
She said they're magic. This is different.
If he does it, he does it, you know?
Also, still have faith in my gods.
Ooh.
So either it's 10 healing or kill.
Is it plus anything, or is it just those two?
No, it's 2d6. They're not fatigued anymore.
Correct!
Yeah!
That would have been a factor. Look at your mercy doing its thing. Works really well. Woof. Yeah, really good.
Right.
Really, really good.
Cut their bonds.
Vasique, come on!
Right, okay. What's happening?
You've been kidnapped. Let's go.
No. Time, quick.
Perfect.
Get to another... arrow in the ground.
As he's already doing that, I'm ripping just a piece of clothing just to wrap very quickly around the top of the arrow. I want each circle to be distinguishable. So a single arrow alone isn't enough. Mm. So we've got arrow with adamantine, arrow alone, arrow with ribbon.
Yes.
Cool.
Vasique grabs you, goes, I know we're in a rush. You need to know. There's no pattern. Don't look for one. It's just a trap.
Okay, cool.
And then I'll hand them off.
Good info, thank you.
And I'll hand them along.
Sorry, Vasique's like, double thumbs up. Yeah, let's get out of here.
This is great. We've got two Grizzops.
And I hand them a long sword.
Yep. Wicked.
Oh, yay.
Let's look at the next one then.
Right, let's go.
Everyone give me a perception check, please.
11.
17.
Only 20.
16.
Sorry, Cameron.
Sasha again is like, I think I see something like this one. It's like... Come on, what's happening? You're all, I'm going to say for the sake of, like, the picture, you're all picking a door, you're all like, come on, let's do the things.
Yeah.
Sasha, you're like, there's something. It wasn't there before. Go.
Yeah.
Sorry, you just,
yeah,
that's
yeah,
what you
yeah,
see.
Yeah,
we go.
You all head through.
Yeah.
You find yourself in a stone circle with a, You find yourself in a stone circle with adamantine rock just plunged into the dirt.
Well,
right,
I mean,
next one.
Yep.
Yes.
Perception check again, guys.
So from the center circle, one of the doorways has collapsed.
Yes.
And only in this circle.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Perception checks.
And the 12. one that we took Grizzop's buddy out of, that doorway didn't collapse.
So, first things that happen, the door that you just came from. Collapses downwards. Hamid, as you're looking at that and looking over your shoulder, you see the distinct shape of something else in a distant one, and it's definitely a person.
Okay, so, and there's three doors still open from this one.
Yes.
Okay.
I think I saw it in that one. Go!
All right, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay. At which point, we enter initiative. You are running through, you come through, and you find yourself in the presence of not a hostage.
Oh dear.
Well, it's time for a break, so let's take a break there and come back in a minute when we've rolled for initiative.
You know what? Yeah, let's take a long break. Let's do that instead.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome back. You are all in initiative order. That's easy. I need to check something. That's good.
Could you remind us and the listeners what our initiative order is?
Mine is first.
Yeah. Having just rolled, I am going to give you a surprise round because you are literally coming from nowhere and are not expected. Azu, Eldarion, Sasha, Grizzop, Hamid. Vaseek gets tagged onto the end.
Okay.
Beaming
is not
is currently on your back, so is not being added. So with that in mind, Azu, you're up. You have run through into a stone circle. It has all of its gateway still there.
Okay.
So you all see a robed figure. Azu, obviously, you're first. It is facing away from you. It appears to be acting on some kind of object in front of it.
Oh.
Like, its elbows are out, and it seems to be moving its hands or something over an object. You cannot see what the object is. You are directly behind it, and it has no idea that you are there.
What if that's important? What if I stop it, then the whole
thing 6 seconds.
I hit
5 seconds. Are you sure? 4 seconds. 3. I'm happy to just faff.
Yes! You can't un-axe unless you're Thanos.
So because you're running, you can't do the multi-attack thing, but you can do your first attack with all of the bells and whistles.
Okay.
Are you doing anything else special with it, or are you just hitting the thing?
I'm going to flip and hit it.
Okay. Give me an attack roll. It is taking all the penalties.
Oh, wow.
Is that a good one?
That was a 3.
Oh.
That's 13.
You miss. Well, specifically, you hit it in the cloak where there isn't some body, apparently.
Oh, dear.
Not your fault. These things happen.
That doesn't help.
I'm afraid you could... No, in order to have got there, you'll have done something else. Yeah, that's you done on your first turn, I'm afraid.
That's okay.
Eldarion immediately holds her action because casting magic here will kill everyone. So she doesn't do that.
Okay.
Sasha, you're up.
I drop beaming.
Help!
And run up and stab the thing, if I can do all those
Would
things.
You like to do your flip thing as well?
No, because I'm already flanking it, because...
You could flank it without having to do your flip. That's fine. In which case,
acrobatic is basically magic.
You can only do one attack because you're having to move to get up to the creature.
That's fine. I got a natural 20.
Roll to confirm the crit.
Oh, yes, I forgot crit, because I've never had one. Nonsense. I got 5, so...
Absolute nonsense.
No. Which dagger are you using?
I am using the ice one.
Cool. So, get a fine hit. Mm-hmm. The dagger...
That's still 18.
Ooh, is it?
Even on rolling a 5, with all your bonuses to a single dagger attack with being flanked.
Yeah, so 12, 13, 14, 15 plus 5, is 18.
Good call, that's a hit.
You confirmed the crit.
So
you confirmed.
I didn't know that was how it worked.
Yep, so I'm happy to own that one. I'm not even going to edit the mistake out. Yeah, good spot.
Well, I didn't tell you so, it was mine.
Yeah, you hit your crit.
What is a crit then?
You roll all your damage twice.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, I mean, it's not quite a...
So stabby.
10, 13 plus 1, 14 and 6 ice damage. And then again, and then, oh dear, 18...
No, so you...
Yeah, I took one away from that.
But you get one for the dirty fighter, so it actually, they cancel out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, so...
So I already had that, so that's 15 from the first roll, and then 19 from the second roll, so...
Plus 4 ice damage.
So, but it all happens at once.
Yeah,
so it's
10
ice damage plus 34 normal damage. Yeah.
Good grief.
I'm more impressed.
That's absurd.
Oh no, that's less than a fireball, but I'm just impressed with.
Are you
Hamid's...
using your ice dagger?
Ice, yeah.
Definitely. Okay, cool. So, you run up,
It's like, oh, I've
now
got you.
Now he's going to say none of that counts.
And you plunge, plunge your dagger into the creature.
Mm.
Your dagger explodes in your hand.
No!
You take that damage.
All
All of it.
Okay, I'm down to 6.
To be clear.
No, that was 34 normal and 10 ice.
I'm minus 2.
That's it, you go down.
So
go
you down. Plunge in, the dagger begins to vibrate, and everyone, there is a huge bright flash of light.
Mm.
And I don't mean that a burst comes off the dagger. The dagger literally explodes in Sasha's hand, in her face, blowing her backwards away from the creature.
I'm down.
Sasha is down.
Oh, no.
Grizzop, you're up.
Would you like Sasha to cross Ice Dagger off her character sheet?
Sasha, could you cross Ice Dagger off your character sheet?
That's almost worse. Like, she's covered in scars already.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
But, like...
Look, I figured it out. Hit Sasha where it hurts.
In the daggers.
Wow. In the daggers.
Wow.
One dagger at a time. I'm just going to take them away.
We thought Beaming Gusset was the hostage. It turns out it was the dagger all along.
This is all just an elaborate ploy to take Sasha's daggers away.
No, man, she's
that
down.
Yep. Painful.
So I, because we're
you can't lay on
well,
hands.
No. Well, also because this is all happening simultaneously.
Yep.
Basically, I am going to I whisper a prayer to Artemis.
Yep.
And my bow starts vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm casting. I'm using Divine Bond and putting speed on my weapon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to make a rapid shot full attack action.
Mm-hmm.
So that's 2 for the rapid shot.
Yep.
1 for my second attack.
Yep.
1 extra from speed. So
yep.
I'll make 3 shots at. 3 shots at 11. Is it within 30 foot?
Yes.
Okay, 3 shots at 11.
To be clear, just for everyone's benefit, turns out the radius of the stone circle is 60 feet. It is 30 feet from the stone circle to the middle.
Cool.
All of them are the same.
Okay.
28, 18, and 21.
All hit.
I think they all hit. So I'll roll the damage on that first.
Roll low is what I advise.
It's not magic. Use magic. I reckon that's
Ben's really hoping and betting a lot.
Otherwise, I've just... Oh, no, I have loads of hit points. I can't one-shot myself. This is fine. Oh, especially not if I roll like that. 6, 2, 2. Then my third shot. That fourth shot.
Yep. All good so far.
I have a
the
limited
trick,
amount of space.
The trick is to roll it on the table.
There we go. And then that's 6, 16.
16. Ooh, yes, it's flat-footed.
Cool. And another 3.
Perfect.
Oh,
all of those plunge into the creature. You don't explode. It doesn't explode.
Oh,
it does give a...
No magic!
Yell. Eldarion Yos yells as well. Not even magic weapons! At which point... Hamid, you're up.
Hamid is halfway through preparing a spell before he catches himself.
Yep.
He's like, He's sort of reaching for his crossbow, which he hasn't used in, well, about a week, it turns out. Or 2 years, however you want to look at it.
Well, but bear in mind as well, it's probably like 47 years now in game time. It's all a mess.
Yeah. This is all a metaphor. The circle's a metaphor for like the game.
When Sasha is blown back across the circle towards him, and he goes, drops towards her, and I would like to pour a potion down her throat if I have time in the round.
You can. You have to say which potion.
Potions are divine magic.
Yes, they are.
It's a cure series, right?
That's all I've got.
Roll your damage.
Oh, no.
For what it's worth, this is absolutely the right time to use a cure series. Why are you even debating?
Because if it gets perverted,
roll the dice, Bryn.
Do it.
Again.
Killer.
Oh, it's a terrible roll.
Killer, Bryn. Oh.
12.
She's on 10
hit points. Sasha heals 10. 12, sorry, damage.
She's on 10. She jumps up.
I don't like it when Ben's right and understands the situation. I like it when he doesn't.
Isn't it lucky you have 14 non-magical daggers on you?
You've got your adamantine ones.
Yeah.
You've always got those.
Adamantine's really good because often creatures aren't immune to it as well.
It bypasses DR.
Yeah, they can be immune to other things.
But yeah.
She's just been unconscious. So she's like, what?
Don't
use
the magic dagger!
But they're so nice!
That's it. Combat.
Yeah.
At which point, Vasik charges. Of course they charge. They've got a sword. Why would they not? What sword did you hand them, just so I can make sure I've got the damage right?
It's a long sword. It is a small long sword, which means it is 1d6.
1d6. Dealing some damage. There is no need to give you the specific figure. Vasik's like... and takes the biggest baseball bat swing possible with the sword that they are wielding.
Oh, lovely.
At which point, then, we head in to...
What about
him?
That's a good point.
Oh, no, it's really stupid.
But also not magical.
Does he have a magical sword?
No idea. He probably has a magical sword. Yeah.
Alex is going to confess something that he's never done to listeners before. Didn't put him into initiative order, and for the sake of ease, he goes last. He didn't realise what was happening. Now he does. That's it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's in character, right? You're just method.
Oh,
evildoer.
In fairness, he is taking horrendous penalties to initiative at all times, so it's not that far-fetched. Aww. He immediately charges.
Mm-hmm. Is it magic? Sasha calls.
Hits. Okay. His golden glow suddenly is just the sun, is just in the stone circle. It is not a good thing. It's just... yeah, exactly. He swings his morning star. For both of the paladins, this guy's smiting evil, like, just so much. Mm-hmm. Boom! Hits the creature. It literally just explodes into shards of golden light, leaving nothing behind. Ed's just like, poof, be gone, evil!
Evil
probably! On the other side of the creature that he just exploded because I forgot how much he was optimized, there is a pedestal.
Yeah.
It appears to be made of stone, maybe onyx, something like that, with a crystal ball atop it. The crystal ball is, you know, for Hamid's benefit, because he'll know this, it is the crystal ball component of a bunch of scrying spells, like the formal thing crystal ball, not just a ball of glass. You can tell at a glance. That's Ed's turn. Okay. I'm going to drop you out of formal initiative back into the rushing round thing. It just exploded. But Ed's a little bit, like, blood up.
Good luck, Ed!
Someone grab that crystal ball.
Sasha grabs it. She's already...
Bag!
Really.
Grab that.
Yeah, like, she would have...
Yep. Absolutely fine.
I was going to sleight of hand it if you said not to grab it.
Oh, but you didn't check for traps, did you?
No, I didn't.
You're fine.
I don't even need to roll to grab it now.
I can't take it, my heart can't take it.
Can we just get a supercut of Helen gasping? Helen gasping is like my favourite thing.
It is wonderful. So, yeah, you managed to do so.
Right.
Run up to Sasha. Yeah. Lay on hands.
Flinches away.
No time.
Five. You are cured of fatigue.
Yes, you are.
Oh, good. We've been running around quite a lot.
Is everyone okay?
No.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Back. And then the next one. Right.
Okay.
We don't need to mark this one. There's a pedestal in the middle.
Yep. Mm.
It's already distinguishable.
Oh, lovely.
So you head back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Oh, right. It's
the one that you came from. Cracks, shatters, breaks.
Right. One left.
Two. Three of cracks.
Five. Yep. Yeah.
Sasha
left.
Chugs her other cure serious wounds, which is
3d8
plus 5. Ooh!
There you go.
Plus 8, 16 plus 5, 21.
There you go.
Yes! Good. Everyone give me a perception check.
That's more like a 24.
30.
25.
21. I'm a little shaky still.
So about at the same time, like... Grizzop and Hamid and two of the NPCs, I believe it was Ed and Eldarion, all at the same time go, that one!
Wait. Ed noticed and Sasha didn't.
This is
a low point.
Ed rolled critically successful.
You were too busy drinking a potion.
And also Ed's like, this is door!
Yeah, in fairness, he could have been wrong. Yeah.
He saw something.
He's just copying what he sees.
Yeah.
Let's go!
Yep.
In we go.
So, you head in. And what you find is an orc who is stood with a bunch of torn bonds at their feet, already looking around like...
Emeka.
They immediately turn around to smack and then don't smack Azu.
Yes.
Hey!
Hi, you're coming with us.
Yeah!
Hi, come on!
Right, let's go!
So we're looking for a little halfling.
Yeah.
Well, we charge back,
yeah.
And then there's a single doorway left.
Emeka takes the time to spit at where he was before running back through.
He's marked it with spit.
Hey,
so the door starts to crack, drops as you come through. Everyone give me a perception check.
26.
18.
16. 19. Who got the
26? Me.
You're the first to notice. None of the others will notice at this point. That sound of very distant movement
has restarted. Quieter, but is clearly approaching. But it's such a low rumble that it is something that could sort of go past.
Hammond hasn't found his hostage yet. He doesn't have time to pay attention to that sort of small context clue.
Let's kill a god. Let's kill a god. Shoot, Hayden is in the eyes. Let's kill a god.
So, back on my back.
Okay. None of you see any sign of anyone through the other doorway.
We're going through it regardless. Yeah. We're not even. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you plough through it.
Yeah.
And then find yourself staring at a set of tracks that lead to where you've just come from. Turning around, you can see the stone circle that you just left.
Wait, what?
Oh no.
Are there any other doors?
Yeah.
Out.
Vasich pipes up. I warned you. It's just random.
What did you mean? What?
One of us got out earlier and then tried to leg it. You just bounce around.
Let's follow the tracks then.
They go back where we've...
Yeah, we go there. Follow the where it goes.
Go there and then, I would expect to just keep looking into that door and that it would reset. Seems a lot.
Hamid literally runs back and forth through the door a few times.
Stop it! Follow the tracks!
Okay, I'm sorry, I'm just...
Yes, I know! Follow the tracks!
Okay!
Following the tracks.
Okay. Yeah.
Wherever they lead, because they're going to keep going through different doors where randomly he's...
Yep. For what it's worth, by the way...
All the doors are dead.
Vasich is right up there with you running like, oh my god, that's so slow! Just legging it.
Just as fast.
Didn't say Vasich was talking about you?
Mm.
There's like 12 people in the party at this point. It's so crowded.
And Eldarin can only take back like 8.
So, charging along the path, the large thing you can all now hear is approaching, and approaching from the direction that you just left.
Mm-mm.
Sprinting along, you then hear the distinct sounds of what may once have been a stone circle being pulverized.
Okay.
You all continue running.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you start, it takes, let's put it this way, you've gotten very used to just, boop, new place. This one is, you're running for like a couple of minutes and this thing is getting closer. It is not charging, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's unhurried, but whatever it is must be...
Oh, no.
Huge.
Look behind us and can we see it?
We're still in the fog of war.
Still fog of war style thing. You do see in the distance a stone circle, which appears to be the same as the others, and just about make out a tiny little halfling in the middle, bound, gagged, etc.
Yeah.
Okay.
I am presuming everyone immediately just charges up.
Yes. But don't go through the doors. The doors would take you to somewhere else. You go through the gaps in between.
Are you saying that in character?
Yes. Don't go through the doors, it might take you somewhere else.
Got it.
Everyone.
Good plan.
Yeah, goes around the doors. Metagame. Bonus points for Lydia. That would have been brilliant. Damn. So yeah, you charge in and you find a certain...
Ishak!
He is bound and gagged.
I rip through the ropes and gags with claws.
Yep.
Perfect. Hammond, hey.
It's okay. I've got you.
Where are they? I'm going to blast them. Okay.
No, magic. No, magic.
Eldarion, we're done. Let's go.
Hold hands.
Everyone.
Such a big circle.
Yeah.
Such a big circle.
Everyone keep your eyes closed and do not let go.
Eldarion goes quiet. And then begins to scream. Not in pain, but in a kind of...
Dragon Ball Z.
Full DBZing.
Yeah.
Full DBZing. And by that, I mean really going for it.
Oh, gosh.
A lot of things happen in short space of time. I am now going to describe some stuff. Please do not interrupt. I am probably going to be getting round to the thing. A lot's happening at once. Number one. Eldarion begins to scream and you can all feel like an electric current running through your hands. Eldarion then steps back and joins the hands of the two people that she was holding. And then, as that's happening, the enormous pit, you know that sort of gravity well thing I was thinking? I'd like you to take a moment and imagine if a pit the size of her hand came out for prestidigitation. This pit is just enormous. It sweeps out from Eldarion. The stone circle plummets down into it. There is a split second of Eldarion there, eyes closed, before Eldarion also plummets downwards.
We've all got our eyes closed.
Mm. Yep. At the same time, there is the distinct sound of something impossibly huge suddenly covering the remaining distance, it is just raw noise. There is no sort of, oh, I wonder what that is. It's like someone took the sea and then hit someone with it. It's just...
I open my eyes. I have to look.
Please give me the fort save.
Hamid is going to scream, eyes closed, not at Grizzop specifically, but mostly to Ishak, because he knows that he wanted to open his eyes really badly. He knows Ishak is quite like him.
Aww. 17.
17. I'll allow you to pick who's holding hands with you.
It's Vesik and probably...
We're probably alternating PC.
Oh, actually,
NPC,
no.
Right?
Yeah. Well, no, it was probably Eldarion, because we'd have done like the sort of the initial.
But Eldarion stepped out.
So
Eldarion...
Azu, I guess, if we were, okay. If you.
Okay.
Could you please give me a reflex save, Grizzop? Can you give me
My
a reflex save?
Is so bad, Ben. Why
You're a paladin.
You
it's fine.
No.
Oh, that's yeah. Okay, that's pretty good.
That's 20.
26 again.
So, yeah. Whoa. The thing that you see, that enormous yawning portal, Eldarion is crying and smiling as she drops away and is staring 100% at Sasha as she does so. What you find is the massive swirling smoke sweeps back from your position, coagulates is the best way to describe it, to a hand. Just a hand, that's all. And this hand dwarfs the sky. The thumb stretches out further than you can see to one side. The little finger stretches out further to the other. You cannot see beyond the wrist because it's beyond the curvature of the plane that you're on.
Knowledge religion?
Absolutely.
Benjamin.
20.
Yeah, you just saw a god.
Yeah!
More importantly, you just got away from a god.
Benjamin.
As you're starting,
I'm so stressed.
I'm so
pleased. Doing to me.
As you're starting to slip, like because of the like, whoa, and then obviously the whole eye stretch, blah blah blah, begins happening. Vasik just grabs you, yanks you closer, and goes, "No, you don't." Everyone, please give me a fort save. You have to give another one, Grizzop, because you were getting cheeky.
20.
Mm-hmm.
23.
Mm-hmm.
18.
Mm-hmm.
14.
You are holding hands with Beaming Gusset and. I'm going to say Ed.
Yeah, sure.
Give me a reflex save.
Ed's a paladin, so hopefully he'll be all right.
23?
23. You catch yourself. The others are like, can't find you. You re-grab yourself. Whomp, everything starts shifting. I know there's a lot of checks in a short space of time. Everyone give me another four save.
It's quite dangerous.
Oh, yes.
It's so dangerous.
Dear.
20. Ooh, 27 for me.
Natural one.
Sasha?
5.
19.
Okay. Ooh, that's not good. That is not... We don't want two at once.
I'm going to roll reflex saves for Sasha first. Sasha, can you give me a reflex save?
And
come on.
Beaming an edge.
Okay,
that's not
that
great.
Is 20.
20? Mm-hmm. Okay. Hamid, mm-hmm. You're obviously holding hands with Ishak. There's no version where you're not. I'll let you pick the other person.
Emeka. 13 on my reflex save.
Ooh, Hamid doesn't do himself.
So,
is that a killer character crack?
Oh no, Alex just cracked his neck, guys.
Just so I can make sure I've got it right,
yeah.
You were holding hands with Beaming and I said Ed,
yeah.
Right? And you rolled
20.
Cool.
Oh god,
I'm
going
to describe something first.
Mm-hmm.
Hamid, the first thing that happens is you take 3d6 damage just straight out the gate.
Oh, you should roll it. It's your damage. That's not... You don't roll damage on yourself, generally.
I just did.
Unless you've done something terrible.
So you take 10. It wasn't too bad, actually. This is because... You know how I said that being stretched out doesn't hurt? Turns out it does sometimes. Who knew? It's not good. The other thing that happens is that your hands then slip from the people. Like, it's way too much. Like, you're literally curling fetal. And Ishak, of all people, screams, "No! No! 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 No!" And you feel Ishak grab you.
Little dude!
I'll get to Sasha in a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Grizzop, did you close your eyes for the return journey?
God.
Give me a fort save, I'm making the call.
Okay, yeah, fine.
Oh!
14.
14. Guess who's back on the reflex saves?
Yeah. No! No!
13.
Cool. Deal with Grizzop later as well.
No!
Death Club.
Half of the party.
Oh, my.
Up here. To be specific, you're all eyes closed. You hear from the distance, "Ah, hey!"
Hammett's eyes snap open.
Quick description. Everyone's here apart from Eldarion, Sasha, and Grizzop.
No!
I'm going to end the episode there. I'm going to end the episode there. That's where we're going to end the episode.
Oh.
Bye, guys.
Gosh.
Bye!
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Shall we give this a go?
Yeah. Please don't make us have an emotional conversation in a time warped.
Let's do some sadness again. It's a henge.
It's a henge. It's, you know what, mate? It's your standard henge.
You know,
just
communal garden henge.
Just a, yeah, as
less yeah, common henge. Variety.
If you want, yeah, you know, want one of the fancy ones, you've got to pay extra.
Yeah, yeah, no.
Henge plus.
No bells and whistles. You know what? You can't even use this to tell time. It's basically a display henge.
Yeah. What you see is what you get.
Hi, everyone. It's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola, and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ Network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe, period, Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun, and see you later.